Welcome to the second episode of Grace and Growth with Vera. Welcome to the second episode, ladies. Well, you guys know this podcast would not be the podcast if I do not have my cup of tea with me. Like I told you guys in the very first episode, I love tea. Okay. In my household, we are tea drinker. We are obsessed with tea. So, there we go. So I have my one cup of tea here. And today, ladies, we are going to talk about, but before we talk about what we are going to be talking about today, I have a very important question to ask you guys. A very important question to ask you guys. And my question is, when the trust is broken, when a trust is broken in a marriage, can that marriage be healed? When a trust is broken in that marriage, can that marriage be healed? Take a few moments and think about this. When an infidelity happens in a marriage, can that marriage be healed? Okay, that's enough of thinking about it. Now that you have thought about it, let's dive into it. Hello, all my beautiful ladies. How are my beautiful ladies doing? I hope you ladies are doing great, and I hope you ladies are doing awesome. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Vera. I am your host today. And like I said in the intro, I said it with a question. And in the intro, we are going to be talking about when a trust is broken, can a marriage be healed? And in this episode, I have two steps that we are going to be talking about, okay? We are going to be talking about what betrayal feels like, what it feels like to be betrayed what it feels like to be betrayed. And the step you can take, the step you need to take for your marriage to be healed. I have those steps I'm going to give to you guys. And today's topic is something that I have lived it. It's my own personal experience. Like I told you guys from the intro, the first episode of this podcast, that whatever we are going to be talking about is something that I have personally lived it, because I want to be giving you guys tips and steps to heal yourself, to heal your marriage, to be the best mother, to be the best wife. I want to give you guys the points from my perspective, from what I have lived or what I have done to help me to get to the level that I am on right now. Okay. It's not going to be something from Google or anything like that. It's going to be my own personal experience, okay? So, let's talk about what it feels like when the person you love the most or the person you feel like they would never hurt you, what does it feel like when they hurt you? What does it feel? How does it feel like? Before I can tell you how it feels, let me tell you a little bit about my personal experience. When my husband and we started dating, back then, I have given my life to Christ. I have literally accepted the Lord as my personal savior. And I have came from another really bad relationship due to my past, my childhood. I was in another relationship and I let that childhood experience, I brought that baggage with me, or I let it influence. So I came from a really bad relationship, okay, when I met my husband, and I have given my life to Christ. So I was fully dedicated to God at that time. And when I met my husband, we really didn't date because I didn't want it to give my body anymore. I didn't want it to give my body to the world. I didn't want it to give my body to someone I was not entitled to, someone that was not my husband, okay? Because I have lived that life and I know It didn't lead me anywhere. It didn't go anywhere. So when I met my husband, I knew he wanted something, but I didn't know. I knew he didn't want to marry. Okay. I knew 100% he did not want marriage because you see the thing that my husband had just came from a really bad relationship. He himself, he loved this girl and he thought this girl was going to be his wife. He really loved this girl, like truly loved this girl. And come to find out the girl broke his heart in the worst way you can ever imagine. That is my husband's story. Recently, you know, my kids and I, my family and I, we are really open people. We are very, very open. When I mean open, we open to our kids. Because that's one of the things when I was growing up, I didn't have. So we are really open with our kids. So we were discussing, we were having another family conversation. Our son, our first son is 15. And our son was like, and my husband was saying something. We were talking about, oh yeah, our son came to us and he was telling us about this girl that he liked. And his father was giving him advice about relationship. He's 15 and this girl liked him. But in our household, no dating until you finish with high school. And I told my boys, no dating until you're fully ready, which means until this is the woman you're ready to marry. Because I don't want you to give your body to any other woman. And that's the same thing his father always telling you. You don't want to be another female list. You don't want to be on her list. Just how guys are on females are on guy list. You don't want to be on a girl list. So anyway, we were talking to him about that. And then one thing led to another. His father started talking about how he loved this girl. And this girl left him, broke his heart, did abortion with his baby, my husband's baby, even though my husband wanted the child. And our son was shocked. Like, when I mean shocked, that little boy was shocked, like a jaw-dropping shocked. He's like, basically was like, who are you? Who are you? Are you my father? How can I never heard this story before? And we are really open with each other. Like, my whole family, we are open with each other with our kids. And how can I have never heard such thing like that? Who are you? And then he turns to me. And he go, Mom, why you didn't tell me about this, about that? And I was like, sweetheart, that is daddy's story to tell. It's not my story to tell. That is daddy's story to tell. So anyway, as I was saying, right, my husband had just came from this really bad relationship. That's his story to tell. Wish I have already told you guys his story. But anyway, that is his story to tell, right? My husband had just came from this really bad relationship. And my husband wanted a hit and run. Because my husband, that's exactly what he was doing. He was doing hit and run. Like, seriously, sis. He was doing hit and run. He sleeps with you today. He doesn't want you anymore. But before my husband and I became lover, or we became dating, quote unquote, I knew who he was. I knew this man was a hit and run. And I had given my life to Christ. And I have dedicated my life to God. And I told my husband, I said, I know you want one thing. And that is hit and run. You want to hit and quit, or hit and quit it. But I'm not that type of girl. I have been through hell. I have been through it. And I'm done with men. So if you want me, we got to. And the thing that is, when I met my husband, and I'm telling you guys true story. You see, when you have a relationship with Christ, like truly have a relationship with him, he talks to you. He tells you things. And when I met my husband through my best friend. We call each other sisters because we've been friends since we were kids. So my husband was best friend with my best friend children father at that time. So when they came from work, when they walked in, I can't do not. I'm telling you the God honest truth. When my husband walked through my friend door, literally, I'm telling you, sis, when he walked through my friend door, the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's your husband. I'm like, that's my husband. He's like, yeah, that's your husband. But anyway, so we really didn't date, I guess, because we wanted to he wanted to sleep or whatever it was, we started planning our wedding. We started planning our wedding. And by then, we were not even living together. Like, we were not living together. He was living on his own. I was living on my own with my son. And we got together. We started planning our wedding. And we went to court. We got married and everything. And in that process, while we were married, because we didn't get to know each other. We didn't get to know each other. My husband was coming from a hurtful place. He was just doing, he didn't quit. And I was coming from a hurt place, but healing just a tiny bit. And when these two people together, it's not a good thing. When you guys are not fully healed, okay, when you guys have not given your problem to God and let God heal you guys fully, and then you're just jumping into relationship, that's a relationship that is definitely for doom. That's a relationship that is fast for divorce. That is the marriage that is completely fast for divorce. And that's exactly what happened to my husband and I. We had for divorce really fast. I ran for divorce because when I found out that my husband and I had a intimacy with other people, that really broke my heart. That is not the word I'm looking for, but that is the only thing that popped in my head right now. When I found out that my husband had an infidelity, there we go. That's the word I'm looking for. When I found out that my husband had infidelity, that destroyed me. It destroyed my courts. I was hurt. Here is this girl that is coming from a really broken place, a place of not being loved, a place of not being accepted, a place of no matter what she does, she will never be good for those who love her. I mean, those who are supposed to love her. Here's this girl that keep questioning herself, her surrounding, that keep questioning her existence. Let me put it this way. She keep questioning her existence. Now she found this man, thinking that this man is the one that going to love her, that going to show her the love that she doesn't know. And then come to find out that, no, girl, I don't love you. I just wanted to hit it. And because you thought you were smart, I just put that rank on you. But I am still in the street. I'm still doing me. I'm still hitting and quitting with other girls. That destroyed me. And that took me back to my childhood. I started questioning myself again. I started questioning my worth. I started questioning my love. I started questioning everything. And I started questioning God. God, you said this man is my husband. Then why is he treating me like this? Why is this happening in my marriage? A really young marriage. Why is this thing happening? And the only voice I could hear was the voice of file for divorce. And I went and filed for divorce. I did. I filed for divorce. Because I'm broken. I'm hurt. I'm giving my problem to this man. I'm telling this man that he's supposed to fix me. He's supposed to be fixed. He's supposed to fix me. I'm broken. I need someone to fix me. Okay? And I'm like, you're supposed to fix me. I'm broken. I'm expecting you for you to fix me. Why are you doing this to me? That was really bad. That's coming really hurt. This man is supposed to fix me. Like I say, a relationship like that, it's a relationship that is heading for divorce really fast. Two broken people in a relationship is a relationship that is heading for doom. My husband was hurting. He was hurting because this girl he loved so much did him raw, down and dirty. And here I am, I'm bringing my baggage from my childhood and from other men that have dealt with me severely. It hurts. It makes you question your existence. It makes you question who you are. It makes you believe that nobody loves you, nobody cares about you. Because if truly somebody cared about me and somebody loved me, why would I be going through this? Why the things that I'm looking for, I can't find it. Why would this keep happening to me? Why would I keep getting hurt over and over? I told you guys I was going to give you guys tips. And the question, leave me a comment down below. Hit the comment down below. Leave me a comment down below. What was the question that I asked you from the beginning of this show, the beginning of this video? What was the question before this whole episode could start? What was the question? Leave me a comment down below. If you are watching this, if you are watching this on YouTube, leave me a comment down below. Thank you for leaving a comment down below. I said, can a marriage, a broken marriage, can it be healed? Where trust has been broken, can it be healed? And the answer was, yes, it can be healed. So now let's get into the steps, what I did. Okay. When I realized that, okay, even though all the things that have happened to me, for some reason, this man, I love this man. And for some reason, God said, this man is my husband. Even though nothing seems like it, nothing look like it, but I need to do something. What did I do? Step one, the first thing I did was I blacked out all the negative noise and I ran to God. I ran to God. Why? Because he's the one that told me that this man is my husband. God was the one that told me that my husband was my husband. Let me read this clear. I don't want you guys to say, oh, you were desperate. You were looking for men. No, sis. By that time, I have made up my mind. I'm desperate. I can't you not. I have made up my mind to remain single and take care of my son, just me and myself and God. I have made up my mind. And I was living the life and I was enjoying it. To my surprise, when I was not even thinking about men, when I was not thinking about men in any way, shape, or form, okay? When I was not thinking about men in any way, shape, or form, that's when God said, that is your husband. I was not thinking about it. I had given up on it. I was moving on with my life and taking care of my son. But God said, that is your husband. And I said, God said, this man is my husband. I ran to God, says, before you start telling people about the negative thing that is happening in your marriage, about what this man is doing that you don't like, or about what this woman is doing that you don't like, sis, my strong suggestion as a sister to a sister that I would tell my sister, my blood sister, take it to God. Take your problem to God. Cry to him. You see, when the Bible said, trust the Lord plans, it's true. In the book of Jeremiah 11:29, God said he has a plan for us, sis, a plan to prosper us, not to harm us, a plan for a bright future. God has a plan for us. If God whispers something deep down your soul, sis, if God whispers something deep down your soul, that thing is going to come to a pass. You may not understand the way it's happening right now, but God is doing everything. He's molding and making everything for your own good. Take your problem to God. Cry on him. Lay your problem before him. He said in his word, come to me with your problem. Tell me your heart desire. He said in the book of Matthew, we that are evil, we have an evil heart. We know how to give good gift to our children. What more of those that ask him? He said in the book of Matthew, if your son come to you and ask you for a bread, will you give him a stone? If he ask you for food, will you give him rock? No. But then you are evil. You of evil heart. You know how to give good gifts to your kids. What more about those that ask the Heavenly Father? Whatever problem you are going through your marriage right now, listen to me from a sister point of view who have been there. Give your problem to God. He will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. He said that. Step number two, sis, be honest. You and your partner, you need to have a raw, honest conversation. Okay? You need to have a raw and honest conversation. You may not like the outcome of that conversation, but trust me, God is going to teach you. He is going to educate you. He is going to mold you and make you for you to be a better wife to that man. To that man. If you give your problem, if you do not, step number one, God is going to mold you and make you and educate you for you to be a best, for you to be good for each other. He's going to train and educate the two of you for you to be good for each other. Okay? So, my husband and I, we had a rough conversation. I told my husband, I said, we need to talk. You know, gentlemen. You know, gentlemen, when we ladies say we need to talk, y'all know it's a problem. There is fire on the mountain, okay? So I told my husband, I said, we need to talk. Girl, by then my face had turned completely red, the nose is running, the snob is coming, it just, everything is a chaos. When I went to God, laid my burden at his feet, I cried, I weep, I sighed, I did all that stuff. I said, we need to have a conversation. We need to talk. Why did you do this to me? Why did you choose to hurt me like this? Where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? Talk to me. Tell me. You see, the thing that is, before my husband could tell me what it is that he was about to tell me, God already told me. Because I have already taken my problem to him. I have already cried on him. He's my daddy. He's the only counselor that I need. He had already told me where I was at fault. God had already told me. Okay? So when my husband and I, we started having our conversation, he said, first of all, I want to say that I am sincerely sorry. Whatever I did to hurt you, it was foolish of me. He acknowledged. It was foolish of me. It was stupid of me. But you were the cause. You made me what I did to do. Wait a minute. Catch the break. Hold on. Many of you guys will say, but the man wanted to be a cheat anyway. You said he was a hidden. Yeah, that man was cheating anyway. But yes, he was. I contributed to it. I contributed to his cheating. I gave him the platinum of gold. I, from my past, I'm insecure. I'm hurt. I don't like that thing. I don't like that intimate part of that marriage. I didn't like it due to what my experience. So, yes, many times my husband and I would not have any intimacy because I don't want that. That was not my, I have had a horrible experience with that type of life. I don't want anything to do with that type of life. Okay. So yes, I cost it. I gave him the platinum of gold to do whatever it is that he wanted to do. He said, you were the cause. But before he told me that, God had already told me, God said, my daughter, marriage does not work like that. Your body belongs to your husband. The Bible said the man shall leave his father and mother and he shall cling on to his wife and these two shall become one. So that means your body belongs to your husband in the same way his body belongs to you. Okay? By you denying him of his birthright, right, with a quotation, if you are not watching the video, his birthright, or I should say his marital right, correct words, his marital right, by you denying him of his marital right, you are causing him to sin. You are causing him to sin. Whatever sin he committed, it is not on him. It is on you because you the one that pushed him. You the one that told him to do it because why? You deny him of his marital right. And when he told me that, I was already calm. God and I, we had already had our father and daughter talk. So when he told me, I already knew. So step two, in order for you to heal your marriage, sis, in order for you to heal your marriage, step two, you got to have that raw and honest conversation, whether you like it or not. Have that conversation. I hope by now you have already talked to God and God have given you a preview of what that man is going to tell you anyways, okay? So step three is forgive. Don't come at me like that. Hold on. When I tell you to forgive, forgiving is not forgetting. Hear me clearly. Forgiving is not forgetting what that man did to you. No, it's not forgetting it. It exists. But forgiving says, let me tell you something. It's about two things. Number one, it's about your own sanity, your own healing, your own prosperity, your own freedom. Number two, it's about you telling God, I'm ready for this marriage to be rebuilt. I will give him a second chance. But this time around, we're going to do it your way. That's why it's about forgiving in the marriage. When your partner have an infidelity in your marriage and you choose to forgive them, sis, it's not like you deny that, oh, it didn't happen. No, it happened. But you are choosing to set yourself free. Because you know what happened when you hold on to unforgiveness? It makes you old, angry, and bitter. It makes your marriage does not go nowhere. The reason why a lot of marriages fall into divorce, because the other partner refused to forgive and let it go. They refused to forgive and let it go. And I'm going to say this. If you are my man and you are listening to this podcast, you are not going to like what I'm about to say, but it is the fact. The fact. Women, we forgive men more than men forgive us. Most of the divorce that take place, let's say, for example, if the woman was the one that cheats, that have that infidelity in the marriage, I want to say 10 out of 1 men will forgive that woman and rebuild our marriage. But majority of the men, they will file for divorce because they cannot comprehend, they cannot imagine their wives with another man. They will file for divorce. But women, we always forgive our men and rebuild our marriage. So I'm talking to my ladies. If you don't forgive, sis, it means you are telling God, who already have ordained this marriage, all right? You're telling God, I don't want this marriage. What you're saying is not true. I want to move on. It's about you setting yourself free, sis. You're setting yourself free from that angry, that bitterness, that depression, that hatred, that hate, everything. It's about you forgiving and letting it go. Number two, it's about, okay, I'm willing to give this male a chance. I'm willing to gain a second chance. Let's see where this will lead. Let's see what God will do with this. This time around, we're going to do it God way. We're going to do it the Christ way. We're not going to do it the Word way. We're not going to do it Vera way. We're not going to do it my husband way. We're not going to do it anybody way. But this time around, we're going to do it God way. We're going to let God lead us. We're going to let God mold us. We're going to let God tell us what to do in this marriage. That's what forgiveness is about. So when you do these three things, when you do these three things, your marriage, yes, it can be restored. That trust that was once broken in that marriage, that trust can be restored 100%. You see, I want to say this. When I decided to do those three things I just named to you, God, not only did my husband and I We fix our marriage, but God rebuild our marriage in a way that we like, whoa, what did we do before? Because what we did before, it was not marriage, it was dating. When I tell you that my husband and I right now, for 15 plus years, because that infidelity took place in the first year, the first and a half year of marriage. When I tell you that I'll marry right now, 16 plus year, how we have been blessed by God, how God has favored our marriage. Like people that know my husband and I from back, our friends then from back, when they see us, they're like, whoa, Vera, you guys, yes. Because they never thought in a gazillion year that this man and I will make it. They never thought that. But I give it to God. I said, Lord, you said this man is my husband. It was not my words. It was your words. And you said your word shall not go out and return void, but to accomplish the thing which it was meant for. Whatever you have spoken, Lord, you said it will go. Your words will go out and it will do that job. And once it done that job, it will come back to you and report. It's like this bird. It's like you remember during Noah time when the place was flooded and and Noah was sending raven to go, and raven will come back and report to Noah. That's how God works. Like God works is like raven. It's like the bird raven. It will go out and does what God wants it to do. And then it will return back to God when it has completed and said, here's the thing that you sent me out for. I did it, Lord. Here is the report. I said, God, that's what you said your word is. You said, this man is my husband. I was not praying to you for the husband. I was not praying to you for any husband. But you said, this man is my husband. So let your will be done. You are not a man that you shall lie. Let your will be done, but teach me how to be a good wife to my husband. And Lord, teach my husband to also be a good husband to me. Teach him to be a good husband. This is my dislike, and I want him to teach me his dislike. Now we are learning each other. We are studying each other. And I can't you not. 16 plus years, sis. It has been good. I will not lie on God's name. God have done it. Our marriage is amazing. Like literally amazing. I tell God thank you every day for me not being that selfish and stubborn and letting my ego to get the best part of me and say, they mentioned on me. I'm fighting for divorce like I did, like I started. I tell God thank you for me listening to him. Now my marriage is flourished with four kids. And when that infidelity took place, we were looking for a child. We were seeking God's face for a child. I have already had my son. And now my husband got three boys of his own. Our marriage is flourishing. So what I'm trying to tell you today is, yes, your marriage, the trust that you had in your husband or in your wife that was broken into gazillion pieces to the point that you're questioning your worth, you're questioning your identity, you're questioning why me, why this guy did this to me. If he says he loves me, why would he do this to me? Why would he broke the trust that I have in him? Why would he break it? Sis, that trust can be rebuilt 100% way better than what it was first was. It can be rebuilt so much better, so much beautiful than what it first was. You must do these three things. First, run to God. Get in your prayer closet. Cry on him. Number two, have a conversation with that man. Don't be scared. Do not be scared. You are not going to let what is going to come out of his mouth. You feel like you want to choke him. You want to choke him. Yes. You feel like you want to slap him across his face. But listen to him. Hear him out. That is if you want to fix your marriage. Number three, forgive him. Not for him. Not for you excusing what he did to you, sis. For your own sanity, your own blessing, your own peace, your own everything. And number two, for you guys to rebuild our marriage according to the word of God. You see, the Bible says, the man who finds a wife finds great things. He finds great favor in the sight of God. In the sight of God, he finds favor. So, God has ordained the two of you as husband and wife. Give your marriage to God and let God heal you. And I pray to Jehovah that this podcast bless you, that my sis, if you are going through marital problem right now, that you will take this advice that I give you and say, God, how can I be a good wife to my husband? How can my husband be a good husband to me? How can we do this? We can't do this on our own. Come in and re-orchestrate everything. All right? I really hope this podcast bless you. And I pray to God. Let's pray. Okay, let's pray. My dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I tell you thank you today, Lord Jesus. Father God, I tell you thank you for my sister today, Lord God. I don't know what kind of marriage problem she's going through right now, but Lord, only you can see her heart. You can see the pain that she's feeling, the agony that she's feeling, the deep hurt that she's feeling, Lord God. Only you can see. Lord, I remember I was in that same boat, crying my heart out, questioning my worth, my identity. God, why me? If people loved me, why would they keep hurting me? I don't think I'm meant to be loved. Father God, she may be questioning her worth right now, but show her who you are. Comfort her, Lord God. Protect her. Heal her. Mold her, Lord God. In your precious name, Jesus, guide my sister today, Lord, and restore her marriage like it had never, ever been before. In your precious name, Lord, I prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, sis, I really hope that this little prayer that I pray, it give you the light of the day. It inspire you, it mold you, it encourage you for you to hold on. God is not yet done with your marriage. He's just getting started, okay? I think there's a song that said, God is not done with me yet. He's just getting started. God is not done with your marriage yet, sis. He's just getting started, okay? All right, until next time, don't forget to tune in. Like I said, Wednesdays and Saturday. So a brand new episode every week, okay? And we're going to be having Bible study in there, okay? I see all my beautiful sis. Stay strong. Bye.